Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
If I be lifted up, he says that he will draw
all men unto him. I am Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and we welcome you again to this broadcast. But yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice, and we will be glad in it. We are very excited about what God has in store for his people today. Our topic today will be Pentecostal Experience Continued, and we are going to get through this portion of our broadcast with letting you know that God is in control. God has all power in his hand, and he is able to exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. You still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the Breakthrough Broadcast is on the air. We want to let you know that our study text today will be coming from the book of Acts, which is in the New Testament. We're going to be coming from the 8th chapter of Acts, also that 10th, 11th, and that 19th chapter. Our central truth is God's will is that every believer in Christ be baptized in his Holy Spirit. Our key verse today is, "Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost." That is coming by the King James Version, Acts 11th chapter and the 16th verse. I would like to take this opportunity to introduce our speakers, our panelists for the day. They are Miss Helen Cooper, Elder Natasha Davis, and Pastor Lewis Malone. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, God, we magnify your name. God, we thank you, dear God, for all that you have done, God, all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. Today, God, we thank you, God, because your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. God, that word that we hear in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. Lord God, have your way today. God, move, Father God, in our radio audience today. God, those that are in North Carolina, those that are in Texas, God, those in Chicago, Illinois, God, all around the globe, God, have your way. God, those that are sick, God, that need a healing in their body, those that are depressed, Lord, I bind, God, the spirit of depression right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I see, Lord God, to just have your way. Today, God, through, God, the discussion of this word, through the teaching of this word, I pray, God, that souls will be saved and lives will be changed. And for this, God, we will glorify and we will praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Yes, you are listening to the Breakthrough Broadcast, and we are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. We told you today that our topic is Pentecostal Experience Continued. We're also going to, our subtopic today will be, the first will be converts receive the Spirit, the second, Gentiles receive the Spirit, and the last one, disciples receive the Spirit. So why don't you just get ready for God to just bless you and to give you, to elevate you more through the Word of God. We're getting ready to hear our first topic, which will be converts receive the Spirit. It will be coming from none other than Miss Helen Hooper. We'd like to take this time to welcome Miss Helen Hooper to the Breakthrough Broadcast. Miss Helen Hooper.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy, and hello to all our listeners, our broadcast family. I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast for today. And my topic will be converts receive the Spirit, coming from Acts, the 8th chapter, verses 5, 6, and 12. Then we'll skip over to 14 through 17. And it reads, this is Acts chapter 8, verse 5. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. And verse 12 says, but when they believed Philip preaching and things concerning the kingdom of God, and then in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. And let's skip down to verse 14. It says, now when the apostles, which were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who then they were come down, prayed for them, and that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he had not fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of Jesus, the Lord Jesus. And verse 17 says, they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And here we see, like it says, converts receiving the Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit. And we see here it says in the verse where Philip went down to Samaria and he preached preached Christ to them, and they received him. They welcomed him. And over in 14th verse through the 17th, it says that Peter and John went down and they laid hands on them and they prayed and they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So we're saying here, first of all, baptism, when you're baptized, a lot of people get mistaken with when I'm baptized. I've heard people say, well, you know, are you saved? And they'll say, well, yeah, I've been baptized. But that's not being saved. Being baptized and submerged into water just means when you come up from that water that there is new life. It signifies new life. So you have to, like the word says, you have to be baptized with water, but then there's the Holy Spirit. And we know, as men and women of God, the Holy Spirit is a comforter. It's a keeper. So when you're baptized, and we see here in the Word, it says that Philip was baptized, but over here we see when they laid hands that they received the Holy Spirit. So we as Christian people, we need, men and women of God, we need to know that not only do we need to be baptized, not only do we need that, but we need the Holy Spirit to guide and to keep. And, you know, conversion to Christ involves the work of the Holy Spirit. We know that operating through the Word, the Spirit accesses the heart of men. It convicts them and it causes them to come to Jesus Christ, obeying his word. So we always want to welcome the Holy Spirit. You always want to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit because, like Jesus said, it is a keeper. It is a comforter. When he ascended into heaven, he said that he was going to send back the comforter. That means that the Holy Spirit was going to come. So we know that we need that, and it's evident in this day and time that we need the Holy Spirit as a keeper, as a guide, as a comforter, because he said that he was going to send back the comforter. He was going to send back us some help. He was going to send back the keeper for us because we needed this day and time. And we as men and women of God need to preach that. We need to know that we need him. And this is what we're doing here. We see here that they're being converted. They were baptized, and they received the word of God, and they received Philip, but they also needed the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And as we read through the scriptures, we know that the Spirit operates through the word of truth, and that's how he is revealed. And I tell people all the time, now, when you have the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you can say that you have it, but there should be some evidence. Since it's a keeper, it should keep you from doing the things that you would not normally do. It should keep you from cursing. It should keep you from fornication. It should keep you from adultery. It should keep you from lying. It should keep you from stealing. That's what it's for. It leads and it guides. Sometimes when we want to do things and we hear this little voice in the back of our head saying, you know, you shouldn't do that. Go this way, not that way. That will be the Holy Spirit operating. That's how you know that it is working. It is there. You have the gift of the Holy Spirit because you listen and you obey. But when you don't, when you do not have the Holy Spirit there, it does not dwell there. And I tell people, if it's easy for a curse word just to fall out of your mouth every time you open it, I tend to believe that the Holy Spirit does not operate there because it's constant. It's all the time. You said you're working on this, so, okay, if you got the Holy Spirit, we should see a noticeable change, a noticeable difference, because it does. It's a keeper. It convicts you. It convicts you in your spirit. It convicts you in your heart. You know that is not the right thing to do. You know that's not the right place to be. You know that that's not the right place to go. So that's what the Holy Spirit does for us as men and women of God. When you come to Christ, you should pray, for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You should pray for that. And we know the word says, everyone that asketh shall receive, and seek you shall find. And to him that knocketh, the door shall be opened. So if you ask and you receive and you believe for the Holy Spirit, sure enough, God will grant you that gift. He will, the Holy Spirit will come into your life. He will dwell there. He will lead and he will guide and he will comfort, just like the word of God said. And we know that in the word of God, it says that, like I said, the Holy Spirit operates through the word of truth, which he has revealed. The Spirit, you know, the word is never separated. The Spirit and the word never separate. So that's how we see right here in the scriptures what's happening. When Peter and John come on the scene, they're praying for the converts to receive the Holy Spirit, and that's what we need to be doing today. It's not only, you know, it's great. I'm glad. I'm happy. I'm ecstatic when I see somebody come to the Lord, but I also want them to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, because I know when the Holy Spirit dwells there, they're going to be more apt to do what the Word of God says. They're not going to veer off to the left or to the right. They're going to operate in the Holy Spirit, and they're going to do exactly what the Lord would have them to do. So that's what we're seeing here as we start off, converts receiving the Holy Spirit. It is vital this day in the church that men and women of God operate in the Holy Spirit. That will unify our church. Again, we're getting back to unity. It will unify our church. It will build the body of Christ. It will make us more apt to preach and teach the things that God would have us to teach. The Holy Spirit is a guide. It's a lead. So that's what we need to pray for, the Holy Spirit to come into our lives so we can operate in the Spirit. Sometimes when people get up and they say things and the Spirit is not there, and I say this all the time, when the Spirit has left the building, please have your seat, because then you're speaking from your flesh, and you cannot edify God's people speaking from your flesh. You have to operate in the Spirit, so that's why we need the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Ms. Hoover. We thank God for the Word of God. We thank God today because we are talking today about Pentecostal experiences, and we thank God for ones that have already been converted. Their life has already has been changed. They have received the Spirit of God. We thank God, those that are saved and those that know Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, even as Ms. Hooper was telling us today, our lives have been changed. We don't walk the same. We don't talk the same. We don't act the same because our lives have been changed. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. All things pass away, all things become new. And when the Holy Spirit comes, I remind me, as she was speaking of the Word of God, when it says in Acts 1 and 8, is that ye shall receive power. Ye shall receive power. Don't you need more power? We all need power to live right. But we don't want that power, just that temporary power. We want that power, that everlasting power that's going to be able to cause changes, not only in our lives, but in the lives of other people. We want to be affected, even as Ms. Hooper was just giving us some great info, telling us about the converts being converted in their life. Being changed, the word says we shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. That's what you know. When you get ready, after the word of God has come upon you, Holy Spirit has come upon you, then you are going to be a witness. And the word says, even in Acts, they said they were witnesses unto both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. When you have something on the inside, you want to go to as many people as possible so that they can be saved. And it's good to be saved. It's good to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, but you need the Holy Spirit to come in so that Holy Spirit be able to lead you, guide you, even as Ms. Hooper was just telling us about. It is our comforter, and I thank God that God, it is so important that God has given us what we need in order for our lives continually to change, continually to live according to the Word of God. So we thank God for our first topic. We thank God that it it's inspiring many. I know that it gives you a refreshing, let you know what you have and what you need. We need the Lord Jesus Christ. Even as some American believers were baptized in the Holy Ghost, you know, they believe, but they need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. You know, if we, many people say they are baptized and they think that, even as Ms. Hoover was explaining to us, they get baptized in the water and yet they're sinners and yet baptized, they're going to come up that same wet sinner. But yet when you get baptized and you know your life has been changed and the Holy Spirit has come upon you, then you're going to show signs as a believer. So we thank God for that conversion, for that being changed, for being able to receive God in our lives. Because when we can experience God in our lives, that means that we have encountered something that's different. And that's why we observe it. That's why we have knowledge of something that we can practice and thank God for Him coming in our lives, that we could be a living witness for Him. So we are excited about what God is doing today, and we're going to go on, and we're going to be walking through it as we're walking through the Word of God. So we're going to hear from Elder Natasha Davis, and she's going to talk to us about Gentiles receiving the Spirit. Let's welcome Elder Natasha Davis.
Good afternoon to you, Dr. McCoy, and to the Breakthrough Broadcast listeners. As we share with you from the Word of God today about our topic, the Gentiles receiving the Spirit. In the Word of the Lord today, if you have your Bibles, look with me in Acts chapter 10, verse 44 through 48 reads, "While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them all which heard the word. And they of circumcision which believed were astonished, and as many as came with Peter because of the Gentiles also was poured out the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God, and Peter answered, Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized which receive the Holy Ghost as well as we? And commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they prayed for him and tarried many days." Chapter 11 and verse 15 through 18 reads, "And as I spake, the Holy Ghost fell on them and on us beginning. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how he said that John would indeed baptize with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. For as much then as God gave to them the like gift as he did unto us also who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God? And when they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, Then have God also the Gentiles granted repentance unto life." Today we want to talk about the Gentiles receiving the Spirit of God. Anything that God does is always calculated and methodic. God never does anything without purposeful intention. And so God also baptized the Gentiles with his Spirit so that every man would know that God exists and that every man would know that there is no exclusion of God's love and the redemptive power of his Son, Jesus Christ. And God says in his words that you'll know me by my Spirit. And so what God did in the Gentiles was, Peter said it in verse 17 in the book of Acts 11 and 17, he said, "For as much as God gave unto the Jews, he gave it likewise unto the Gentiles." And so he gave his own Spirit the spirit of himself, the spirit of his love, the spirit of his power to every man. There's not just sin going on in the Gentiles, in the Jews rather, but there's also sin and there's also death happening in every land. Every land needs the power of God. Every nation needs the power of God. There is sickness going on in Uganda. There is sickness going on in Asia. There is terror and corruption happening in Asia. There is terror and corruption happening in the land of India as well as it is in the nation of the United States and America. Sickness and poverty is in every country. And God wanted every human being, every person, every nationality to know that the power of God does exist and is not to just one man or one type of man or one nationality of man. There is no difference between the Jews or the Gentiles. And there is no difference in God's love as he expresses it from man to man, from land to land. All people are included in God's redemptive plan. And the message is the falling of the Holy Ghost. Even while Peter spake, God has no problem showing his power, his signs and his wonders to perform. He has no power. He has no problem letting people know that my power is available. So if you're listening in Africa, if you're listening in Asia, if you're listening in Russia, please know that the power of God is available to you today to cast out devils, to lay hands on the sick. God's power and his spirit is available to you, regardless to what tongue you speak, regardless to what nation you were born in. God's plan for you is for you to know and have a relationship with him through the redemptive power and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. There was no difference between Cornelius. Cornelius was an Italian man. He was from an Italian band. And if you would ask any Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized Italian that knows the Lord, you would know that the same power that is operating in Cornelius is also operating in every Ethiopian person. Philip met an Ethiopian and he was converted. He was filled with the power of God. If you go over in Ethiopia today and you meet a Holy Ghost filled Ethiopian and you get a Holy Ghost filled Italian person, my God, the Bible says that he will send us out to turn the world over. And that's what it's all about, people of God. If you're listening and if you have any prejudices in you, just know that there is only one Lord and one baptism. There is no schisms in the kingdom of God. God came for one reason only, and that is to preach the gospel to every land, to every nation, to every tongue, to every nationality, no matter if you're Greek, Hebrew, if you're speckled, polka dot, or stripes. God came that every man and woman, boy and girl might know him and might be filled, and that his promise might be fulfilled by the prophet Isaiah, that he said that he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh, as he spoke it also in the book of Joel. The prophet Joel also claimed the promise of God. So in my conclusion, realizing today, you and radio listening audience, you that are listening by radio, you are listening via streaming web, just know today that you can have the power of God. It is available to you. All you have to do is repent of your sins and ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart and to save your soul, and ask him to fill you not only with wisdom but also with power, because we need power to stand in these last and evil days. And so as I conclude today, understand that the word of God is true, it is purposeful, and it's full of God's evidence. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Elder Davis. We thank God for the power of his word. Isn't it awesome when we can feel his power, we can feel his anointing? But when we don't have Jesus Christ on the inside of us, you know, sometimes people wonder, they can look at people, and they know there is a difference in the innermost part of their spirit. It's because of the Spirit of the Lord is inside of that convert, of that person, life that has been changed. A sinner don't know how to give God the praise. You don't know how he does not have, or she does not have, that power of that Holy Spirit. And I thank God, even as Elvis Davis was talking about the power of God. No, it doesn't matter what color you may be. No, you can be red, white, yellow, or black, whatever color, nationality, it doesn't matter. But when the power of the Lord comes on the inside, it will change our lives. When I was looking and thinking about, as she was speaking, when the word of God says there in Matthew, in the 19th verse, or let's say 18th verse, it says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank God that anyone that want to be filled with his Holy Spirit, they can be filled. Cornelius, God knew that he needed to be filled with the Holy Spirit. God knew that the Gentile needed to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And if you are not filled with God's Holy Spirit, you also can be filled. You also can operate in the gift. You also can heal the sick, and you can raise the dead. You can do those things that God said that we can do. Why? Because he did. Why? Because he said that we can do it. And I thank God that we don't even have to live in that spirit of poverty. In the spirit, yes, we know there's a natural poverty, but yes, we don't have to be poverty or have that poverty in our spirit, because there are many people there are. They have the spirit of poverty because of the fight and that they have not been filled. They're not getting nutrition. They are not being fed. They are not being knowing how to stand and use the gift and use the word of God within them. But the word of God say, ye shall receive power. We say ye shall. It's not an if, but ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon us. So we, even as we have given out the scriptures from Acts today, from converts received the spirit that Miss Helen Cooper talked about, and she came to us from that 8th chapter of Acts, and then we had gone to the 10th and the 11th chapter, the Gentile received the spirit by Ellen Natasha Davis. We want you to make sure, you know, take some notes, and there were some great big nuggets, and they're even bigger than nuggets that we can be able in order to go back and read. For the word of God says, the study to show that self-approval unto God, a working of God, need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. He said that we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. And whom the Son has made free is free indeed. Somebody is in bondage today. You don't have to be in bondage. You can have the Holy Spirit. You can freely use it. When you are in the Spirit, there is liberty in the Spirit of God. There's liberty that you and I can have. So we thank God, and you should be excited about what you have heard and what God has even stored for you. And naturally, a lot of times we can't go through the extent of what we want to go through, but we want you to go back in the Word of God, and we want you to study it so that you can be a blessing for yourself, and then for your family, and for those that are around you. So here we are today. We are going to go into our third subtopic today, and we are so excited. We're so happy to be able to welcome to the Breakthrough Broadcast a man of God that we know that has the Spirit of the Most High God. Let's get ready to welcome Pastor Lewis Malone to the Breakthrough Broadcast. Pastor Malone.
Hey, good afternoon. I want to thank Dr. McCoy and Ms. Sister Davis for allowing me to be with y'all this evening. And I'm truly blessed. I feel so blessed right now to be among some mighty women. We're not going to take long, but they gave me the topic of disciples receive the Spirit. Now, as I sit and listen, I noticed that it said that the converts receive the Spirit, the Gentiles receive the Spirit. And I was all right until I got to where it said the disciples receive the Spirit. I said, what? Disciples didn't have the Spirit? Followers of Christ did not have the Spirit? You don't think that that's possible, do you? But it's very much possible. And what I want to do, I'm going to read chapter 19 of Acts, starting at verse 1. That's chapter 19 of Acts, starting at verse 1. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost, since ye believe? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be an Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. Amen. And I just want to talk for a minute that the disciples received the Holy Spirit. Paul ran across these 12 disciples. Now, they were disciples of John, which John taught the baptism of repentance. And the baptism of repentance was for sin only. They had not been disciples of Christ, because had they been disciples of Christ, they would have known about the Holy Spirit. And here the baptism of the Holy Spirit comes from having faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And in order to receive that, faith come by hearing the word of God. And how do they hear? Unless they have a preacher. Amen? So when we talk about being the disciples receiving the Holy Ghost, some disciples, you got followers and you got fans. Okay? There's a difference between being a fan and being a follower. Okay, the fan can cheer on Jesus. Y'all know the ones that we talk about, we applaud everything that Jesus did, but we do it from the sidelines. But say, as a follower, we are there with him. We're suffering with him. And we're loving the one that despitefully use us, the one that hate us. That's when you are baptized in the Spirit. See, these disciples that Paul ran across, they showed no evidence, nor did they even know of the Holy Spirit. See, there are fruits of the Spirit that comes on you. That is that joy and that peace, that's long suffering. You know, when you got people professing to be Christians and professing to be followers of Christ, but then we oftentimes will sit here and hate someone right here next to us, and we cannot have hate in our heart if we baptize in the Spirit. It is too simple for us to fall by the wayside. It is so simple for us to fall to the wayside. But the Holy Spirit, as I heard earlier, and we all should know that the Holy Spirit keeps us and guides us. And the Holy Spirit has all power. And see, when we try to do things in our own power, we will fail. But the Holy Spirit has all power and can do all things. And one thing we have to know is that baptism of the Holy Spirit comes from believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. We said we are saved by grace through faith in him. And we have to believe totally on him in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. See, we can profess it all day. Someone can change their life simply by just being disciplined. Someone can go and be baptized in the water by just asking the preacher. But to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, you have to totally believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, totally upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, those disciples that Paul ran across, their belief was incomplete. They believed what John had preached, that Messiah was coming. They didn't know that he had already came in the person of Jesus Christ. They had repented of sin as John preached, but they had not received the saving presence of the Lord Jesus in their hearts and in their lives. And that's what we have to do. We, as Christian fellow brothers and sisters of Christ, we have to receive Christ in our hearts and in our life. We have to, when we go and get baptized, you know, we go and pass our hand and we go into the water and we submerge in the water. Yes, that is an outward expression, showing the world what God has already done on the inside of us. And when he has taken and change your life inside, your heart inside, it comes out on the outside. And when we go out there, guess what? People are going to know a change. People are going to see the change in you. And when they're going to take what they'll do is going to tell them, I remember when so-and-so used to do this, so-and-so used to do that. Talk about how bad you used to be. Talk about what you used to say and what clubs you used to go to. But you know what? When they get through, you tell them, well, you done talked about me all the time, but now you done said some of everything. But it's two words you forgot. But God. See, but God came into my life and changed all of that. I was baptized in the Spirit. Nicodemus came to Jesus at night, and Jesus told him, except the man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot accept the heaven. And see, we, so many of us, just think that all we have to do is go and be baptized in the water. No. It's to be baptized in the water and the Spirit. It comes both of them. You have to have both. It is a necessity for salvation. And when we want to be saved, and to be saved is all in Christ Jesus. He did it all for us up on the cross of Calvary. He did it all for us when he shed his blood. And he was buried in a borrowed tomb. And when he got up on the third day morning, he got up early the third day morning with all power in his hand. That is what saved us. That is salvation. Salvation comes through belief in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And when it says the disciples received, and like I said, it caught me because of, I mean, that there's disciples that but then it has, as I studied, I noticed that it was disciples of John, not disciples, but disciples of Jesus. And when we are believers in Christ and we truly trust him and believe on him, knowing that he can do all things and we can do all things, because he has the power, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, amen? And I just want to leave you with this here right now, is that salvation is a choice. We have to choose the Lord Savior, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have to make a conscious decision, because Christ, faith in Christ, is the foundation of salvation. And if you want to be saved, you got to believe in him, his name, his work, and you have to work as well with him, not on the sidelines cheering him on. Be a fan. I mean, be a follower, not a fan. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Pastor Malone. We thank God for Pastor Malone today as he gave us insight on the disciples receive the Spirit. There are people out there that accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, but now they need the Holy Spirit in their lives. You have found that sometimes there are people that give their life to Christ, and then you will see them 3 or 4 months later, if not sooner, they're back into the same thing that they were in before. Why? Because they do not have the Holy Spirit. Did you not know that there are people that don't even believe in the Holy Spirit? They don't believe that's supposed to happen in a believer's life. But, you know, even as the man of God was speaking to us, you know, that scripture in Acts 2 came to me, and the Word of God says, and when the day of Pentecost was come, when it was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And you see today that it's important today, even as it was then. You know, Jesus Christ never changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and he will be forever. Man changed. God does not change. We need God's Holy Spirit. We need a change in our lives. If you're still the same person that you were before you received Jesus Christ, if you're acting the same way, then your life needs to be changed. You know, it, like Paul said in the Word of God, he says in Galatians 2 and 20, I believe, he said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but it is the Christ that liveth in me, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith the Son of God, who loved and gave himself for me. So when Christ comes in, it's not supposed to be the man, a kind of mind, but it's supposed to be Christ that liveth in. And without Christ, we can do nothing. Without his Holy Spirit, we need the Word of God. We need his Holy Spirit to come into our lives. Yes, we thank God for the Word of God on today. And we're just going to be going back at this point to Miss Helen Hooper. And we want to ask the question to our panelists. And the question is this: what should you do if you are saved but have not received the been baptized in the Spirit? Miss Helen Hooper.
Okay, Dr. McCoy, and that question, to answer that question, you should pray. And like I said earlier, for everyone that asketh shall receive, that the speaketh, you know, shall find. And to him that knocketh, the door shall be open. So if we ask and we pray and we know in faith, you have that faith that you're going to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, that's how you receive the Holy Spirit. But you have to have faith to know when it comes in. So if you're saved and you're seeking God and you're asking him and you're believing and you have faith that you will receive the Holy Spirit, then that's how you receive the Holy Spirit. And then, like I was saying earlier, there should be evidence. Because when the Holy Spirit dwells within us, there is evidence. There is evidence. You can see it. People can see it. You don't have to say anything. People will see. There is evidence of the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. Like I said, you shouldn't be the same person anymore. Like Dr. McCoy was saying, you shouldn't, if you're the same person, I'm inclined to believe that the Holy Spirit does not dwell with you. like I said, I see people that say they're saved and they can preach the house down, but as we know, the Word of God also says that just was without repentance. But that tells me there's some evidence there that the Holy Spirit does not dwell there, because the Holy Spirit, first of all, is not going to dwell in an unclean place. He's not going to dwell there. So there should be some evidence that you have received the Holy Spirit. But like I said, it's a guide. It's a lead. It leads you. It guides. And it is a comfort to you in the time of trouble. I have heard over the years, being a little girl and growing up in the church, I have a lot of strong women that came before me. And I used to hear my mom, my auntie, maybe my grandmother say, Holy Spirit, they lost something. Holy Spirit, show me where I laid my keys. Holy Spirit, show me where I put that money, because I've hidden it from myself. And sure enough, there it is. They'll go and they'll find it. So when you have the gift of the Holy Spirit, there is evidence. You're not the same person. A person that meets you, like Pastor Malone was saying, when a person knew you when you did this and did that, but when they see you, there's a noticeable change, and they can't get you to do the things that you used to do. That tells me that there is evidence there that the Holy Spirit dwells there. You don't even cuss anymore. Can't get you to go to that place anymore. The Holy Spirit is a lead. It's a guide. It convicts you in your sin when you're doing something wrong, and you know that you're doing something wrong. So that is the evidence that you have that the gift of the Holy, you have received the gift of the Holy Spirit. But if you pray and ask God to give you the gift of the Holy Spirit and have faith enough to know that he is going to do that, then that is the way to receive the Holy Spirit. It's nothing, it isn't a mystery. It's very simple to do. So those that are listening out there, just ask, believe, and have faith that God will give you the gift of the Holy Spirit. If you want it bad enough, if you're going to you pray, you will surely receive it. The Word of God says ask, and you shall receive. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Ms. Helen Hooper. We're going to Elder Davis. And Elder Davis, could you share with our listening audience what should you say to a believer who doesn't even feel worthy of being ready to be baptized in the Holy Spirit? What would you advise them? What would you say to them if they feel like they are not worthy of being baptized into the Holy Spirit? Elder Davis.
I would say to that beloved son or daughter of God that God is not giving you the spirit of fear or timidity, but he's giving you the power. He's giving you the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. I would say to that believer to know that God said in his word that you could come to the throne to receive mercy in the time of need, and that he that comes to God must first believe that he is and that he is a rewarder. God wants to reward. His nature is to bless. His nature is to lavish us, not only with monetary things, but with spiritual things as well. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1 says to follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you prophesy. And so God wants us to desire to be filled with his spirit. And if you have the Holy Spirit without the evidence of speaking in other tongues, know that God wants you to very much prophesy. He wants you to operate. He wants you to be filled with the spirit of the Holy Ghost. He wants you to be filled with his Holy Spirit, to not be intimidated, to fast and to seek his face, to know that God will not withhold any good thing to him that love, that he loves them. And when God loves you, and he does love you, you need to know that God does not want you to feel like he's withholding anything from you. You're welcome to all that God has. Is for you. It's available. He wants to give it to you right now as you're listening to this broadcast, as you drive it in your car, as you're at home, whatever it is that you're doing, God does not want to withhold anything from you. And so if you feel unworthy, that is not the spirit of God. It is not God's spirit for you to feel like he is withholding anything from you. He said, no good thing will he withhold from them that that love him. And so God wants you to be filled, child of God, man of God, woman of God, teen. God wants you to be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. So just know that God has his arms wide open. Heaven is yet listening, ready, and waiting just for you to make your request known.
Thank you, Thank you, Elder. Thank you, Elder. We thank God for Natasha as she explained to you and was able to come to you. I know sometimes there are questions that you desire to ask, and we want to just kind of pinpoint some of those questions that you may be feeling as something that you might want to ask, and so that you know by the Spirit of God, about the revelation that God has given, what you may be feeling. So we're going to go to Pastor Malone, and we're going to ask him so that our audience as well would know, why is it important to recognize that the gift of the Holy Spirit is the same for all believers? And that question again, why is it important to recognize that the gift of the Holy Spirit is the same for all believers? Pastor Malone.
Okay. That is, for all believers, the fruits of the Spirit, because number one, God is not a respecter of person. God's word is his word, and what he gives to all that believe his son Jesus. And Jesus is love. And when you have Christ in your life and you have the Spirit of him in your life, then you're going to be, everybody's going to go same accord. Everything is going to be the same, because God is not a master of confusion. And here he sent his son, Jesus, which is love. And he is love, and love, love is long-suffering. Love is, keeps you happy. You know, one thing about it, when we focus on our Lord and Savior Jesus, and we focus on what he's done for us, and when he had to leave us to go, that the Comforter could come, so he could send down the Holy Spirit. Some was still heartbroken. Some still was, they was upset and everything that Jesus was leaving. That's the disciples. They did not believe, didn't want to believe what he said and why he was being sent away and why he was being tortured the way he was. But he said he had to leave in order for the Comforter to come to us. He couldn't be with us and inside us at the same time. So what the Spirit puts inside us is that joyful heart, that joyful, we feel good, feel like that. The Spirit of Christ is in us, and he loved each and every person. He loved everyone. And so he is the same for everyone, because he is the same. He don't change. Back to you.
Thank you, Pastor Malone. We thank God, just realizing that what God has for me, what God has for you, it is for you. And God knows that we all need the Holy Spirit. And as a matter of God said, he has no respect of person. Just like the Jews had the gift of the Holy Spirit, he wanted the Samaritan Gentile, he wanted the Gentile to have it. He didn't want them to not have what he wanted, that he perceived that was good for everyone. So the Bible said to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that's what God wants us, and we can seek into his face, and we can ask God for that Holy Spirit. Whatever it is that we need on today, we want you to know that Jesus. We're getting ready to go before the throne of God. We want you to know that we're so blessed to have our radio audience once again with us on a day. We want to thank Ms. Helen Hooper, Elder Natasha Davis, Pastor Lewis Malone. And we want you to know, our radio audience, that God has a blessing with your name on it. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, what we thank and we praise you, we magnify your name. God, we thank you, God, for all that you have done, all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. Lord, we thank you, God, for the breakthrough broadcast. Thank you, God, that many, many multitudes of people today, God, that they receive their breakthrough through this word of God. God, we thank you, God, that they now to know what it is that they need to have from you. God, we thank you, God, that they know that as being converted, that they need to be changed, God. And I thank you, God, for the Holy Spirit making that change in our lives. Lord, I thank you, God, for letting us know, God, that you have no respect of person. And God, in the name of Jesus, that you want all of us to be saved, all of us to be filled with your Spirit. God, you said, Lord God, that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead. God, you said that we shall be saved. So, Lord God, those, God, that are listening, God, in our radio audience, God, those people, God, that's all over the nation, Lord, I pray even now, God, that you would touch them, God, that you'll make a difference in their life, God, that it won't be any more them, but it will be the Christ that lives within. And I pray even now, God, that their sins will be forgiven. God, those that are sick, God, those that have infirmities in their body, God, I pray now, God, that your power, the word, Father God, you are that living word, God. God, you are that Holy Ghost experience in our lives that calls healing, God, to be manifested. God, you're the one that all you do is speak the word, God, and God, it shall be done. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the healing power of those that been given a bad report, for those, God, that are in affliction today, God, those, God, that is nervous, and those, God, in the name of Jesus, walking in fear and doubt and unbelief, I pray, God, even now that you will touch them, God, that their lives will be forever changed, and for this, God, we will glorify and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray, and God, we thank thee. We would like to thank you again for tuning in to the Breakthrough Broadcast. I am Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. We're asking you to join us next Saturday at the same time with the Breakthrough panel. May God bless you, and may the blessing of God be with you now and forever, is our prayer.